Andy, don't get a chance to breathe at this time of the season. Doesn't seem 5 minutes since Barnet finished, and another big challenge coming.
Yeah, it's thick and fast. To be honest, it is for most of the season. Once you get into the games, with all the cup games as well, it is thick and fast. You deal with one game, analyse it, put it to bed, and then move on to the next one, which is what we're doing today. We're going to be doing some work on Wickham later on and how to go about beating them.
That analysis must have been painful. Really felt for you that late equaliser the other night.
Yeah, the lads were gutted. It's one of them, you know, it's on reflection, you know, it's an half decent point, but the way it came about, it feels like a defeat. I mean, the boys were gutted after the game, the way it came about, the last minute goal. But like I said, looking back on it on reflection and at the end of the season, it may turn out to be a decent point.
You've set your stall out this season already as a team who like to get it down and play. Barnet, maybe the opposite end of the spectrum. How difficult for you as players is it to play against that physical bombardment?
It is difficult. I think it's difficult for any players. You know, when you come against a big physical team like that, it causes problems. I think what we've got to do is, first of all, we've got to deal with it, and then we've got to impose our game. And you know, get the ball down, get it moving, get it wide, get crosses in the box, which is what we want to do. Obviously, there is teams that will go route one a little bit more, and we've got to deal with that. And there will be more as we go throughout the season. But it's up to us to sort of impose our game, you know, our stamp on the game, play the game we want it to be played.
How pleased are you in these early stages with the way it's gone so far?
Yeah, very pleased. I mean, obviously, there's been quite a bit of change around. Obviously, new managers, you know, a lot of new faces come in as well, myself included. So you never know sort of how well the group's going to gel together to start with and whether it's going to take a bit of time. But no, straight from day one, it's a really, really good group. It's a hard-working, honest group that all sort of want to do well together. And I think, you know, the first day performances have been very encouraging. Not the points haul that we would have hoped for and arguably deserved, but performance-wise, to say it's the first three games of a new group, it's been very pleasing.
Good to see Mark Cullen on the score sheet on Tuesday night. I bet you heard about it on the bus on the way back.
Yeah, just a bit. One or two times. Yeah, one or two replays as well. No, but it's great for Coles. Yeah, I mean, you get your strikers scoring as early as you can. And obviously, Cole, he had a bit of an injury pre-season, so he's not played as much, you know, the first two games, but got his chance overnight and terrific finish. And hopefully, you know, a few more and we get a few more injuries back as well, so some more competition up there.
The away support was really good on Tuesday night. They got behind you from the very start. You're back in front of the home fans. You'd be looking to get a win for them?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, again, back to the first point, the way to support was terrific for such a big distance as well. A lot more than I expected. And they were vocal throughout the game. And, you know, it's something you notice as a player, you know, on the pitch. You notice that support. And at times where it may get a bit difficult throughout the game, it helps, you know, enormously to have a fan base behind you sort of cheering you on. But yeah, back to, you know, to the home game, obviously we won our first home game. We'd love to continue that form, but we just, you know, we sort of, it is a cliche, but we take every game as it comes, and every game is 3 points. We missed out on two of the points the other night, but we'll be looking to get all three on Saturday.